أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. We discuss further another trait of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday one example, one more example, and then we go on. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that once we were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that particular day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a sheet that had coarse edges. During the course of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting, a Bedouin pulled the sheet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so viciously that it wrinkled the surface of the Mubarak shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was one aspect. Then further, he addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Muhammad, load for me goods on these two camels from the goods of Allah Ta'ala and not from your or your father's possession. Now, in the way that he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was inappropriate. And then to say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not yours or not your father's, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's possession, that also was inappropriate for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be addressed in that way. The response of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for a while. And then after some time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Bedouin, you will be avenged. O Bedouin, for what you had done to me. Now, the reply of the Bedouin is something to think about. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, you do not retaliate evil with evil. You do not retaliate evil with evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him, and then he said to some of the Sahaba that give this person one camel's load of barley and the other of dates. So again we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely calm when somebody spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inappropriately, whether it was the Bedouins were very naive people, they were uncouth, they did not have character, but that did not change Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. Now Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has his diwan in which there are poetries of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. Amongst the stanzas, there is some couplets that Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi composed with regards to uncouth behavior towards a person or arrogant behavior towards some person. And Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi also shows his determination and his resolution, how he would deal with it. And then he gives a very beautiful example. He says, يُخَاطِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ, that a safih, a foolish person, may speak to me in all forms of indecent speech, بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ, in whatever way he may speak to me that is indecent, inappropriate. Sometimes it can be arrogance, sometimes he can speak things that are not becoming and unbecoming of a person. فَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا, I would dislike that I respond to such a person. I would dislike to respond to such a person. يَزِيدُ سَفَاحَةً فَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا, he may increase his foolishness and inappropriate behavior, but then I would simply increase my hilm and my tolerance. No matter how loud he may get, no matter how vulgar he may get, it will only increase my hilm and my tolerance. And this is the incident we discussed yesterday. It was the sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality and character in the kitabs of the past. Now he gives the example, ka'udin zadahul ihraqu tiba. How the response should be, that the more the person heats up, it is like oud, that sticks, that wood that we burn, that the hotter it gets, the more fire we put on it, the more it gives out its fragrance. So the more a person gets heated against us, the more the fragrance of good akhlaq, good character, hilm and tolerance is supposed to show out on a believer. Now we find that in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a person that abused one of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all the while, this sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent, and his mere response was alayka salam. In other words, in fulfilling the hukam, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this verse, qalu salama, and other verses of the Quran, all he said was alayka salam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the person departed, the arrogant person departed, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed this person that an angel had come between the two. By virtue of the fact that you remained silent, you remained calm, you didn't say anything, and he represented you in a manner that whilst that person hurled his abuses towards you, he made allegations and whatever, this angel continued responding on your behalf, bal anta wa anta ahakku bihi. Nay, whatever you're saying, it is you, and you are more rightful of all the abuses you hurl upon this person. And when you said, alayka salam, may peace be upon you, you fulfill the hukam of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif. So the angel then responded, La ballaka wa anta ahakku bihi. No, the salam is not for that person. The peace and the dua of safekeeping is not for that person. You are more rightful of it. It is for you. In other words, this was from Allah Ta'ala who sent down this angel. So concluding this part of the verse, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. We should just remember, we always would have two good options. We either engage with the person with calmness, with dignity, or we withdraw. And when we withdraw, we withdraw politely. And in that way, we will then become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will always remember then that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will give us much better than whatever people meet out towards us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.